Mitzvah chalitza. What's the mitzvah chalitza? How do we make a chalitza when it comes to three people? Bo mitzvah chalitza. Bo hu v'yavim to lebezdin. The first thing is she and the yavam, she and the brother that's still alive now go to bezdin. They masin lo yetsa genes loy, and they give you a good etza, good advice whether they should make yibum or whether they should make a chalitza. Shinema, the pasuk says, "V'korol oizikni iroi v'dab v'dibru alav," and they should talk to him. We have before. Rashi says, "Klach etzel shekamoyscha." Let's say she's 90 years old and he's 25 years old. So we tell him, "What are you going to make yibum for now? You're not going to get along with her anyway. Go somebody your age, brother, and they want to make chalitza now." So that's what we tell them. There shouldn't be fights. So that's the pshat in this pasuk v'dibru alav, that the bezdin has to give him good advice, whether it's worth it for you to make yibum or not. That's the first thing. Now, let's say bezdin says it's not worth it to make yibum, go make chalitza. So now we start off like this. V'yaymerah, she has to say first, the psukim of me'ein yivam ilachim liachim shem v'yisrael lo'yava yavmi. That's what she has to say first. Like we had before, the bezdin has to be at least three hadyotas, at least know how to say over these psukim. They have to know Allah HaKroes to teach these psukim to her, that she starts off saying this pasuk. Then the Yavam says, and the other pasuk of, Loi chafatzti lakachta. He has to say that whole pasuk. Uvaloshin HaKodesh HaYomim. So you have to say these psukim in Loshin HaKodesh. Therefore, the bezdin has to know how to say it over to them in Loshin HaKodesh. V'nigsho Yevimtoi Lov. And then the Yevimtoi comes, then they bring the Yevama to her. Liena has a kainim. V'nigsho Yevimtoi Elov. They bring the Yevama to him. Liena has kainim in front of this kainim. V'cholzo nala miyaragloi. And now she does the chalitza. She has to first untie the laces. And then she has to pull off the shoe from his right foot. She has to pull off the shoe from his right foot. For Yorka Bafonov, then she has to spit in front of him. Roik Haniru L'dayonim. It has to be spit that the Dayonim could see. It has to be some saliva coming out of her mouth that the Dayonim see it. For Yonsim, then after she does these two Maisim, then she repeats and says another Pasik. For Yonsim of Yom, she has to say the Pasik of Kocho Yosel Yish. That's what she has to say. So Mishra says, Ad kan hoyumakrin. At the end, the last pasuk, that's all she had to say. Now, ukeshikra Rabbi Hukinis, tachasola b'kvariton. It once happened that Rabbi Hukinis, he once made a chalitza under the tree by kvariton. For Gomar, when he made the chalitza at the end, he made her finish off the whole pasuk already. For Gomar is called a parasha. He made her finish off the whole parasha. Not just that kocha yaslish shelo yivnes beisochiv, but rather of nikra shmoi b'yisrael beis chalufanol. He made a finish of the pasuk, and the ma'isa was huchzu kuliyas goyim kol haparsha. They ended off from that on. There was a minig. They were makabel the minig that now whenever we make chalitza, she should end off and say the parsha. The nikra shmoi b'yisrael beis chalufanol. That's what she's supposed to say at the end. The nikra shmoi b'yisrael beis chalufanol. Now. Mitzvah b'dayonim v'loy mitzvah b'tamidim. At the end, also they say, Beis chalutz ha'noel, you should know who's supposed to repeat it. The dayonim and not the tamidim. If anybody is there watching chalitza, they don't have to repeat it, just the bezdin has to repeat it. Rabbi Yehuda Waimeh, mitzvah kol oimdim sham leim ha'chalutz ha'noel. So mitzvah, whoever is there watching the chalitza, at the end they're supposed to end off and say, chalutz ha'noel. Not only the bezdin, but whoever is there should say it. Alright, turn over here. So it says, Omer Rav Yehuda, mitzvah chalitza. What is the mitzvah chalitza? How do you make a chalitza? Koira, first she says his first psukim, like we had in the Mishnah. Then the koira. Then he has to say the posik of loichofatzi. Then the chaletzis. Then she goes and takes off the shoe. For roikakor, then she has to spit in front of him. For koira, then she has to say the last posik. That's to say that that's how you make a chalitza. Read the Gemara, my Kamash Malon, what are you telling us, Rabbi Yehuda? Masnisini, we just learned the Mishnah, that's what the Mishnah says. That's the same of the Chalitza, but why do you come and tell us the Bechidish now, the same thing the Mishnah says? So Gemara says, ho Kamash Malon, this is what's come to teach us. That mitzvah hochi, he meant to say, this is the mitzvah, this is the way you're supposed to do it. This is the good way to do it, the best way to do it. But you should know, the apuch, let's say they changed around the order, and first she spit and then she made the chalitza, less lanbo, still is kosher. That's a chiddush. Don't think the Mishnah means it has to be this way, and if you do it the opposite way, it's possible. No, the Mishnah only means lechatchila, that's the mitzvah. But if you change around the order, still it's kosher. Like we learned before, Tanya Nami Yochi, we learned like this already. Bein sheiktim chalitz l'rakika. Whether she does it the right way, first she makes chalitza, takes off the shoe, and then she spits. Ubein sheiktim rakika l'chalitza. Whether first she made this rakika, and then she made the chalitza. Ma'ashosu also, what she did is kosher. There's only a seidel l'chatchila, this is the way you're supposed to do it, but with the evidence kosher. We had before, but the evidence kosher as long as she made the chalitza and she made the rakika. Even without a kri altogether, we had before it's kosher. Omer Rabbaya, Hai man de makri lei, get chalitza, the bezdin of the yonim now, that are there b'shas chalitza and saying over the psukim, that she should say it, is le likri lidido. When you come to read her posuk again is, so when she says the end of the pasuk of loy over yavmi does not want to be miyabim, you have to be careful that lo likra lidido loy lechudei fi over yavmi lechudei. She should not read the word loy by itself and then end off over yavmi. Why? The komashma, the mashma. What does it look like? It looks like she's saying over yavmi. He wants to be miyavmi. Therefore, you have to be careful that she say these three words together, loy over yavmi. He does not want to make yibum. And she should not say loy, and then over yavmi. Ela loy over yavmi. That's the way she says it. And the same thing, for the likra l'didei, when we read his posik, he should also not say loy l'chudei, and then chofati l'chudei. The mashme chofati l'kachta, it's mashme that he does want to take her. Ela should say it together, loy chafasti lakachta, that I do not want to take her. That's what you have to say. So that's what Abayi says. You have to be careful how you say it. Rava says no. Avsuke milsi doesn't make a difference. You make an hefsek, a stopping in the middle of a thing. Piavsuke milsi less labor. It doesn't mean anything. Even if she says loy first and then aviyavmi, chur doesn't mean anything. That's not, you're stopping in the middle of a pasuk, it doesn't mean anything. Gemara says now what happened was Rav Ashi asked Chele Rav Kana. Rav Ashi once found Rav Kana that was by a bezdin of chalitza, and he was saying over the psukim that she should say to come at stayer. He had a very hard time; it was very hard for him. But he wanted to make sure O makri lo loy over yavmi. That he had a very hard time that she should say these three words together. Price that she was saying loy and then over yavmi. He said no, say it over again. Make sure you say it loy over yavmi. That's what Rav Kana was doing. So Amalei, Rav Ashi said to Rav Kana, Loi sova l'mah l'hod Rava? Don't you hold like Rava says? So it doesn't make a difference which way she says it. It's one pasuk, it doesn't make a difference. So Amalei, Rav Kana said, no. Moi de Rava still agrees, for lo yava yavmi. That her pasuk of lo yava yavmi, she can't divide it up. Rava only argued on the second one, the pasuk he says. That's not so gefelich. But her pasuk is very bad. And Rashi explains, because her pasuk is like this. If you read it the way she was saying it, it's like this. It's like a double negative. He does not want to make yibum. But what then? Over yavmi. If she would have said the low first, it would have been mashed from the first part of the pasuk is a double negative. He does not want to make chalitza. But what then? Over yavmi wants to make yibum. So here, even Rav agrees by her pasuk, she's not allowed to say loy and then say over yavmi. Therefore, Rav Kana was very mitzvah, very careful that she should read the pasuk loy over yavmi. He does not want to make yibum. Omer Abaye, Abaye says like this: Hai man the cost of gita the chalitza. After they make a chalitza, so the eidim there write up a get chalitza, they write up a shtar that she should have proof that she made a chalitza. So when you go to write it down, he said like this. Lichtavach, this is the way you should write it down. Don't write down all the psukim, but rather akrin l'di. Just write down that akrin l'di day. We read in front of her min miyen yavmi adav yavmi. Don't say the whole pasuk. Just write down the first and last word of the pasuk. Then say the akrin l'di day. We said for him min loy ad lakachta. The akrin l'di day. Then we read again for at the end min kochat chlutzanol. That's all. But don't write down the pasuk. Don't write down psukim. We'll soon see why not. She didn't want to write down the psukim. We just wrote down short the first and last word. Mazutra. Mazutra, no. Misharpet v'kosa l'kuli pashosa. Mazutra wrote down all the psukim. The lacha is, when you write down more than three psukim of Chumash, you have to first have shittert. First you have to make lines on a piece of paper, and then you can write down the psukim. Say Nechnami, Mazutra Taka first made shittert, first made lines on the paper, and then he went to write down the psukim. But he wrote down all the psukim. Mask of law mar bar idi. He asked the question, I volunit in the kosef. The cow is Mazutra allowed to write down these psukim. There's a Gemara in Gittin that says when you go to write down a Sefer Torah, you have to write those Sefer Torah at one time. You're not allowed to write down just one Pasha by itself. Because the Torah was given to us, Chasum Nitna, the Torah was given to us all together, and you're not allowed to write down just one Pasha by itself. So how come you could write down this Pasha of Chalitza? The Gemara says that that's not a Kasha. Vilkosa Kavosa de Mazutra. But the locher is like Mazutra. And Rashi explains to Kaisman, you are allowed to write down these psukim. Why? Rashi says, it's not daima to the Gemara Gidden, we're writing down one parsha for a tinnik to learn Torah from. There you're writing it down like Torah to learn from. The Devika Megillah Katana should be like a small Megillah. The Kimlan, and we hold that Torah chasumanitin, the Torah was given altogether. So therefore, if you're writing down something to learn from, you can't write down one pasha by itself. But over here, this chalitza is not something to learn from. It's only for a proof, for a raya that you made chalitza. Therefore, you're allowed to write it down. It's no chasaron from Torah nitno of lenitli kosev. Therefore, you're allowed to write down all these psukim for the get chalitza. Right. Omer Abaye. Vaya says, Rokoko, let's say she spit. For kol tose ruach, and the ruach took it away. It didn't go like in front of him. Lo yosav leklum, it's not called the mitzvah. My time or why? V'yorko b'fon of binan. The pasuk says she has to spit in front of him. It doesn't have to go onto his face, but it has to go in front of him that he has to also see the spit. And here she spit and the ruach took it away, threw it upwards, didn't go near him. That's not a good chalitza. Hilkach, therefore, what's going to be in the case that he's very tall, he gutsa, and she's very short, so kotosi ruach, even though she spits and the wind takes it right up, is ika b'fonav, still it's kosher, because the spit went in front of him, that's good. What about the opposite way? Let's say he arucha, she's very tall, v'u guts, and he's very short, and then she spits and the ruach takes it up, it won't be good. Binan atamotil adiyapi. It has to be that the spit comes down at least in front of his face. Vodar ozel. And then if the wind takes it away, still will be kosher. But the spit has to pass by in front of his face. Omar Rob, Rob says another chiddush. What's going to be in the case of ochla tumba? Let's say she eats garlic. Veroksa, and she like spits out the garlic. Veros ochla gagishto. She takes some dirt in her mouth. Veroksa, and she spits it out. His loyosav leklum. That's not called a good spitting. My time away, the yorkor me'atzba b'inon v'leka. She has to spit just l'shem spitting. That's all, for no other purpose. Here she's spitting because she has garlic in her mouth. When she has dirt in her mouth, that's why she's spitting, that's no good. Even though there's saliva in the spit, but that's not called she's doing a ma'aseh spitting. Her ma'aseh spitting means she's only doing now a ma'aseh spitting because there's a mitzvah to spit, and not because she wants to get rid of what's in her mouth. For yomar rova, Sricha daini lemechse roika. The dayanim also have to see the spit. Ki nofik mi pumed yavama. When it comes out of her mouth, the pasuk says li einay has kainim v'yoka. She has to spit in the eyes of this kainim. Doesn't mean mamash in the eyes. She doesn't have to spit into the eyes. But it means is that they have to see the spit. If it's so small that they can't see it, it's no good. The need glasses. If they don't have the glasses on, will also be possible. They have to be able to see it. V'nikra shmoi b'yisrael beis chlot hanoel mitzvah v'dayonim v'lei v'tamidim. That was the machlokes, whether only the dayonim say the yen chlot hanoel, or whether everybody there says it. So Tani, we learned like this. Omer Reb Yehuda, pa macha soyinu yoshim ufnei Rebbe Tarfon. One time, a lot of us, a lot of tamidim, were sitting in front of Rebbe Tarfon. Who bossed Yevama lachlitz, it became a case of Yevama, was making chalitza there. For Yom Alonu, at the end of the chalitza, Rabbi Tarfon told all of us, all the Tamidim there, Ono Kulchem, everybody together answer. Three times. Chalutz Hanoal, Chalutz Hanoal, Chalutz Hanoal. That's Taka the meaning. That they say three times, whoever is there, this thing of Chalutz Hanoal, Chalutz Hanoal, Chalutz Hanoal. Hadin Alecho, Mitzvah Chalitza. Alright, stop here.